The views and opinions of this program do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.org or any of our sponsors. All content of this program is the responsibility of Gunwash and is assumed to be played and performed with the permission of its respective owner.
Gunwash News Time. It is 48 and overcast here in Bushwick, New York, and we're on Gunwash. I had like a ton of stories and stuff, but of course I've been told it's like going to be a really busy night, so production says, you know, I can't lollygag and we got to get right to it.
Stick to the strip.
Yeah. Although, there was a lot of stuff, actually, that I kind of wanted to say. But for the listeners out there, you'll be happy Pierre is coming back tonight. I know you all have been asking about that, so make sure you stay tuned. Gunwash is coming up next.
I call him T-Daddy.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, actually, for coming to Gunwash. I can hear you tuning in. Gunwash.com. And of course, if you'd like to listen to a better stream, because right now our head of technology is at the computer, you go to HeritageRadioNetwork.org. And I do see that our head of our chief of technology, Evan Schickel, is at the computer finally doing some work. This guy's driving me out of my fucking mind.
Look at his hat.
No, he's driving me out of my fucking mind. You want to know the thing about it is Evan doesn't get it fundamentally. He doesn't fundamentally understand the problem with the whole pizza thing. And I've been told that tonight is not the night to talk about it, so I will not talk about it. And that is on a special request from Jack Inslee, the producer.
But today's the only time. I haven't seen him eat a pizza, though.
Jack ate a pizza, but Jack can eat a fucking pizza, all right? He works here all the time. If he needs a pizza, he can have a pizza.
Thanks for not sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And you know the first guy to take that slice would have been Schickel.
Or Mondondo.
Or me. No. I'm known for that.
So Jack Inslee went on like a mini rampage, and we have like 10 weeks of Gunwash explicitly outlined, so I can't do anything. So congratulations.
You're basically fired.
Basically. So no fucking jokes ever again.
No jokes.
No fun. But I will say we are extremely, extremely blessed tonight because for all you listeners out there who love Pierre, Pierre's back. And not only is Pierre back, he has blessed us. And I mean blessed. And I'm not like real. I'm not like just saying the word blessed because, you know, I'm saying the word blessed because it's relevant. He has brought with him his close friends and now our friends. Mr. Barnaby Rue.
That's Doctor.
Doctor, excuse me. Can we get applause after the names?
Ah, Pierre's here.
And Johnny Sagan. Say hello, Johnny.
Yellow. Just tell them. Just let them know. This is Johnny Sagan, a.k.a. Snowy Wilderness.
And who is... they're making hugs in there. It seems as though our hero is here. There we go. Yeah. 7:30, but we waited. There it is. Okay. Well, listen, gunwash.com. While Pierre is getting ready, and of course all of us, and we... Oh, I'm so...
This is Dr. Bonnevie.
Well, like,
this
you know,
is
no, no, you're yeah. making me, no, you're making me, you're making me too excited, Pierre, and I can't even, I can't describe. No, I'm so, I'm.
God knows.
I'm schwitzing like a machugan.
I'm rolling on the ground.
While we're getting ready for the show, let's go to music, Jack, and I guess since no Spliffington tonight, which
Final Fantasy
is he on the show?
Crosses.
I know Jeremy. I don't want to call Jeremy out, but is he gonna come anymore?
No, he's quitting.
All right.
So we got no music?
No, we got music.
We got music.
And we're going to go to music right
now. Because that's music.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we are gonna play that music, Pierre, and we are going to go into
we'll
that.
We'll be right back in about 5 minutes,
listeners.
We'll
be back in about 5 minutes. Thank you. it, look, it's a vegetable. I know it's a legume, but it's a vegetable, basically.
What about almonds?
Legumes! They're legumes!
Yo, 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 it's Mega. You're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Hello, this is Sarah, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, it's Lexi. I'm about to smoke a cigarette, and I'm on Gunwash.
Hey, what's up?
But maybe we might have access to a place that you can do, like, you could bounce it.
Yeah.
Live from Flatbush.
Yeah.
Well, no, we could always broadcast. Jack, we can broadcast from the projects in Flatbush if we wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not projects anymore.
No, that's the thing.
No, what I meant was it would be a project.
No. This thing isn't on.
Yes, hello? It is,
hello?
Pierre.
Hello?
Yes,
it is. Work the volume.
No, your headphones are off, Pierre.
Work the volume. I still don't hear me right.
Headphones, Pierre. Relax. I'm going to take care of you. Ready?
We're going to need a refresh on the delicious rye lager.
Hello.
Hello.
I told you.
Sing to me.
Hello.
All right. Welcome back. We're on Gunwash. Of course, you know my name is Aaron. If you don't know the guests, I mean, of course, Armando's here. He's our co-host. He's here every week.
Armando.
Evan Schickel, our head of technology, is in there working on the computer.
Evan, he's brilliant.
Yeah. And of course, Jack Inslee and Sarah, which is our production staff. Now, Pierre Frank.
Of course, you red monkey.
Oh, you red motherfucker. So, Pierre Francelon is here, and that's a big deal for listeners because, you know, you always ask for him to come back. And, you know, every
Thank
time.
You.
The thing about Pierre is every time he comes, he brings special people for us. And, well, we do have two very, I might say.
Scholars.
Scholars in
class.
Our tonight. We
Real
may even.
Class.
We may. I've heard there. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I was going to say tall, but you're both tall, right? You're tall.
Professorial.
Renaissance
men. And Pierre has actually informed me that there may be an exorcism going on somewhere nearby and that we may have a flyby of some kind of demon or banshee
projects.
Or something like that.
Okay, this place that she's doing the exorcism at, you can consider a project. It's
okay.
Projects.
By the way, I didn't mean to say project, but you know, you
no,
guys want me to come
no
to Flatbush.
They're no longer projects in Flatbush.
I know, it's all
it's going to be council flat.
Regular.
It's becoming a social engineering project.
It is, completely, you know?
So, this man to my right, since he came in, he's been playing this whistle, and it's really, really, it's really cool.
and he really means fabulous. He's annoying.
No, I mean, no,
listen
it's,
to that echo.
No, it's really cool. It's got like a, it's like piercing, but it's got like a beginning and an end to it. It ain't like a regular
right.
whistle.
That's a good description.
Well, what is it?
Eagle flute.
Uh huh.
It sounds like an eagle. Yeah, okay, Dr. Roo.
Yeah, now Dr. Roo.
First of all, Roo, for you know, let's break it down.
Please, well, Pierre, please, because I got nothing. They didn't even tell me what was going on tonight.
Let's go. We're talking about digital shamanism.
All right, okay? Well, I've heard that this is supposed to be the rebirth of shamanism tonight, right here as we speak. That's what I was told by production.
Dr. Roo just came back from Machu Picchu.
You mean Machu Picchu?
Yeah, but I call it Machu Picchu.
All right.
Okay, right.
Fair enough.
Anyway, yeah, I love the music. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Okay, so
we're
go.
We're at this point now where I guess... I think the term digital shamanism, they're integrating the computer and the laptop and social media and all of this information into a shamanic way.
Ooh.
I know. But I thought it was ooh, but then when you think about it, it's kind of for real. So we're at a point right now where we're actually creating protocols where the use of the computer can be integrated with shamanism. What's shamanism?
Oh, wait, that doesn't scare the shit out of you?
No.
It scares the shit out of me,
it's
man.
Kind of like hell. It's kind of like we're at a point right now where
I live in hell. Yeah, you
no,
got it.
No, not hell.
Shamanism.
Hell. Hell? Like Hal Ginsberg, like my dad?
Like no. Hal from Stanley Kubrick, 2001.
Oh, Hal, the machine.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I thought, I got to tell you, Pierre, when I got, listen to this guy.
Shamanism.
When they sent me the outline earlier, I said, oh, Barnaby, oh, I know, I went to NYU, I know this guy.
Right. I mean, he's a professor of shamanism.
Well, yes,
who'd have thought?
Yeah, but with his master's in shamanism. Now, I went to NYU. I tried to pitch a film with no plot, and they tried to expel me. I mean, I don't understand. How did you
maybe
become?
Maybe because you lack a shamanic way.
Maybe.
Hey,
look, I'm dry.
I'm not saying that's what it is, but maybe that's why I think
it's
important. You know, we're at a point right now where we might be able to set or help have a spirituality with the computers. With AI, that's what I'm trying to say right now.
Doctor, are you? Is this ringing true with you? Is this something that
I call
you
this
feel?
I call this shamanista. Shamanista is when you exercise animal spirits and your psychic dimension, which we all have, to go into a journey and to access source. So we no longer need the priests or the scientists or the experts or the professors to tell us what to do. We simply go straight to source, like when you dream, and we access. And the internet, for Christ's sake, is source. It basically has all this information.
Five.
How do we listen? How do we listen to what's really happening? That's the question.
This is why I said we're going to do an episode on digital shamanism, because we're still defining what the fuck is digital shamanism.
I got to tell you something. It sounds like a lot of work.
But it's not a
but
lot
what if
of
I,
work.
What if, but
it's
do,
not.
Okay, but doctor,
it's
what if...
Not.
Listen, the guy, I hate
You're
travel.
You're making it a lot of work.
No, that's what I do.
But you don't have to.
All right, fine. So look,
life's work of the shaman. And that exact impression, that exact feeling that it's too much work to delve into the spirit world for the average person is why shamans have always existed within society.
Exactly.
So my
because
average,
for us, it's a vocation.
But you're not. You see, that's your self-deprecating
I
side.
I just don't like traveling.
You're not average. Look, from episode one when I've been on, I've been always telling you you're above average.
Yeah, but you've known me for many years longer than episode
and
one.
I would have known you if I didn't think you were above average. I don't hang out with average people.
I don't know about this astral travel thing. I don't like
you
going.
Do
I don't
sleep.
Even like getting on the train. I don't want to do anything. I want to stay at home. I don't want to be anywhere.
But you know, wouldn't it be funny in your if your astral self were to go on the train and do all these things that you said you would?
When you sleep, you dream. When you dream, you're traveling. I'm afraid you're doing it.
So even though I'm scared of it, I'm doing it.
You're doing it. When you go to Thanksgiving dinner, you're dealing with ghosts, dead grandmothers. You're dealing with unresolved black energy.
That's true. That's the closest thing to like how the Mexicans have the Day of the Dead.
Sure.
Right. I guess that would be the closest American thing. Not Halloween. Halloween is like Purim, you know, for me.
Happy Passover, by the way.
Oh yeah, Happy Passover.
We gotta spread some blood over the door. Is that what they do?
Yeah. There you go. Kill that man.
Yeah, kill that fucking baby. I love that shit. So now I've heard, Doctor, that you actually coined the term shamanista. Can you go into that just a little bit, please?
Well, shamanista is because in Peru and Africa and wherever in America, they have all these shamans. But the truth is, we're all shamans. And shamanista is the fact that we have Reiki, yoga, nursing, tender loving care. We've got things that actually allow us to access other humans and help them move through life. And shamanism is love, and love is bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, which is all of us wanting to move the world into a better place. And so this is why if you needed to be a shaman, you'd have to wake up to the fact that you already are, which of course is typical because they say the Buddha is in you.
Yeah.
All that means is that we're all psychic anyway. Hey, we all guessed what the other person was thinking. The boy wants to kiss me. I know it. You know, I mean, everybody knows this stuff. So the thing is, once you acknowledge your own psychic dimension, which is not that terrifying.
I'm terrified. I'm going to freak out now.
I got a caller on line 6.
Face your fears.
Oh, hello, caller. What's your name?
Hey,
where
this
are
is
you?
Ace.
Oh, Ace. Oh, hello, Ace.
Ace,
way
what's
to not,
up?
Way to not call in like 2.5 years.
My computer screen, it broke down. What do you want me to do? Go to the mechanics?
Listen. Ace, I got to tell you something, and I got to make this quick because production is on my ass. I got to get off the phone in a minute. Yeah, I got a friend.
Why you got to tell me I haven't been there? I haven't called in a year. You got to kill me on the phone.
No, come on, Ace.
That sucks.
We found Skittles.
Now, are you listening to this, Ace?
I'm listening. I just want to understand why you guys aren't talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus.
No, look, Ace, let me tell you something. Jesus is fine. I like Jesus. I'm sure these guys like Jesus, too.
He was a Buddha.
But let me
he
tell
was
you something. Let me,
yeah,
he was a shaman.
He was
a pretty good
dude. Yeah, he was pretty good. Hello,
yeah.
That's a perfect example.
Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was the great shaman. She was the one.
Yeah. He was a Jew, too.
Yeah.
He was kind of the best shaman we ever had.
That's right. I agree.
But that doesn't mean these guys... So then you're saying you kind of maybe agree with the doctor and...
I think I might.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
So then don't.
I think it's the consensus.
Yeah. By the way,
I
Ace.
Just want to talk about Jesus, which I just want you to bring him up. And if I miss,
thank
if I'm
you.
The one who's going to do it,
he's the best.
He is the best.
You know what? We'll go into it. By the way, Ace. He's off the phone now. I wanted to say, Jack. I know this isn't the week for it, but I had to tell Ace. You know, a friend of his came over to my house and talk about a bad house guest. I'm not going to give up the name or anything, but Jesus Christ.
It was Jesus Christ.
It was Jesus Christ.
What did he? What
Jesus
did Jesus
Christ?
What did he do?
Jesus Christ. You heard the joke where Jesus Christ in the hotel?
No.
Okay.
Tell it to me.
Jesus Christ walks into a hotel.
Okay.
He hands the innkeeper 3 nails and says,
"What? Crucify
me? Can you put me up for the night?"
Well, what's funnier was Aaron's face.
You are Jewish, aren't you?
You know, listen. They told me I was a lot of things growing up. I don't know anything.
Oh, my God.
I don't know anything.
For real?
Now, look.
Jesus, no, but tell me about Jesus as a bad guest. What the fuck did he do?
No, look. I want to talk about Jesus, but I don't have that kind of knowledge. So I got to be smart enough to shut
but
up.
Jesus was a Jew.
Okay. Okay. Let's... Okay. Doctor, so that we can, and by the way,
it's
Johnny,
all,
and by the way, Johnny, I haven't forgotten about you, but there's a second segment to the show.
Yo, it's
but I'm
all
fascinated.
Relevant.
No, listen, I'm fascinated with this doctor. Now, this guy Ace that just called,
yes,
and he brought up Jesus.
Yes, right.
He said, "Oh, you know, we should all talk about Jesus." All right, so what? Jesus is great, right? He was a shaman, right?
He was on a journey. He was, you know, people connected to the way he guided. I think with some people's consensus about what shamanism is, shamans are guides. You know, sort of like in Japan when you had the samurai, and a samurai that had no guide was called a ronin,
ooh.
Right? Lost.
Ooh, I like
right,
that. Oh, right. Ronin was a great anime.
Right, right, right.
And a great movie.
A right. great movie and a great
Frank
anime.
Miller. Yeah. Frank Miller.
Oh,
hello.
Wow.
Yes.
And there we go. Sourcing.
Hello.
Ah.
Hello. And then we bring it all back to Joseph Campbell. With
the power of myth.
And the archaic mm-hmm. threads. You know,
reading it last week.
He hooked us up, man. It's like, you know... Certain people are put on this planet to kind of edit our way of thinking because they're so right on point. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to think otherwise because they got it right.
But let's say that I'm really taken by what the doctor and company are telling me tonight, and I go home and I say, you know what, I want to get a little wacky.
But you're
here.
Kinda like that, Aaron. It's just a thing of perception.
Well, but I think I'm going on that point, and what I want to say is, do I have to call it something? Because, you know, people, because like the doctor said, that's it Buddha, and that's
easier.
This, and
it
that's just, love, and that's
makes
this.
It makes it easy.
Right,
it makes
I don't
it
want,
easier.
Yeah, nothing in my life is easy.
But you'd like for it to be a little easier.
There's a really good reason to call it something.
I'd love to hear this,
basically,
by the way.
A lot of people are upset about their own lives for being too psychic, too vulnerable, too accessible, and then they get burned out, they get burned, and the truth is, if you call it shamanism, then suddenly you realize, oh, that's what that was.
Right, yeah.
And so then you realize you're not crazy, you're a shaman. You're not, like, hearing voices, you know? There are voices out there. That's your grandmother trying to talk to you. I mean, they burn people, like Joan of Arc, for hearing voices, but that's, like,
ignorance.
She did a good thing. See,
right.
She,
oh my God!
These were real voices, and like
I hear real voices. It's Jack Kinsley,
exactly. Your dead great grandmother wants to talk to you and tell you things and explain things. So just pay attention.
You know, I want to get into this, Jack.
I knew you would.
Do you think I can do this though?
I knew you would.
Do I think you're a shaman?
Yeah, but I mean, if I start getting into this, and then you know,
dude,
I'm like,
you're like 75% of the way there.
Wait, oh, get out of here,
Aaron!
You're being nice to me.
No, it's true.
Oh, Aaron, God. When you create, when you get like in the groove and you create and you feel like, you know, I've seen you work and create art. It's very shamanic
that's the
way you do it. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. That whole process.
I can call it art.
You're like an art. Well, shaman or artist.
Oh, hey.
Same thing.
Hello.
I'm a specialized kind of shaman.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm a neurotic, paranoid shaman.
That's self-deprecating. Stop doing that. That sucks.
You are a very effective iconoclast. Because
right. What's an iconoclast? Look, I got to tell you, my vocabulary is not that good.
An iconoclast is like a thinker that stands above the fray.
Oh.
It's completely like.
Oh, tell me more things about me that you love.
And then
a water?
You're here to deflate the pomposity that pundits like me are prone to indulge in.
Wait.
That's shamanistic.
You got to tell me that shaman shit again. What did you say, Johnny?
I'm saying you're here to throw a pie in the face of the emperor who wears no clothes, who might start to try and strut his stuff too self-lovingly like a peacock.
Hey, what's up? All right. You know what I mean?
Is that good?
That's great.
Yeah.
We need that.
That's
we need
anarchy.
That.
Oh, good. That's
I'll
anarchy.
Throw pies.
That's like stirring the pie. Stirring the pie.
Speaking of Jesus, maybe your caller could call back and demonstrate his biblical sensibility. Was the trickster in the Jesus crew? Apostles? Was it Paul? Was it cranky, ornery Paul who was not above
Judas?
A bitchy barb? Was it Judas?
Isn't Judas the answer that everyone kind of gives?
I know.
He was definitely the hater.
Mary Magdalene
was
the shaman.
He was really the lover.
Yes.
Mary Magdalene was the shaman.
He was really the lover.
Yeah, but he got fucked in the end.
You know,
he was really the,
thorny,
he really was a lover.
These thorny, contradictory love situations are 99% historically of the business of shamans, you know.
You see.
We can tap into many dimensions, but our clientele generally wants help with their love problems and their family problems.
You know what? I'm reading you, but I'm still not sure I get it. I got to be really honest with you. I don't know if I get this.
Okay, we're talking about direct access to source. Now, Moses saw the burning bush. He had the stone that turned to water. You know, Muhammad had the mountain that moved to Muhammad. They all had direct access to source, to revelation, to vision. And then suddenly these priests came along and said, you're not allowed to do that anymore. If you have direct access to source, we kill you. Now, shamans always had direct access to source. And that's what you can do. You can be psychic. You can be visionary. And the organized religion said stop that, and the science said that's bullshit anyway, it's just your imagination. Now I'm just saying direct access to the source is what everybody does, and so that's all that shamanism really is, and you can do that, Aaron. I know you can.
Well, allow me to be I don't know the word for it. Is there a process,
it's called listening, it's called quieting your noisy monkey brain chatter, which is all the bullshit. It's
see, like red monkey. Red monkey.
Jack,
and
no,
that's
actually,
familiar. That's the animal. And I didn't even mean it. You see what?
Oh, that's okay. I'm a red monkey.
No, but yeah, you are. That's a compliment.
That's all right, yeah.
Who's the monkey? Hanuman. Hanuman is known as what? All knowing.
All knowing. All right.
Hello.
Evan,
that's
powerful. Evan, I hope you're listening to this because you are so fucking not self aware. I'm telling you.
Evan's not a shaman.
Now Aaron's explaining.
I'm a shaman.
Let me tell you something.
Every nook and cranny, so that one of the shamanic processes that is very much facilitated by the modern condition of constantly having the ability to record images and view images is
the process of investigating and describing and stylizing your surroundings. And that's the shamanic role that artists are playing in our society right now.
Yeah, but I don't want my art, you know, and you know, it's, you know, that's a really good point. I don't want my art to get lost in like the art shit.
Dude,
and I think this is kind of the way
art,
to go.
Believe in your art and be in that. We're really lucky because we have the internet. We have this virtual ether that's actually a reality.
Yeah, the internet is like some
it's
spooky,
a virtual
magical
ether.
Shit.
No, and we're looking at it. Yeah. Well,
it's like a portal.
Yeah, it's pure. Yeah, they're portals.
You know. Yeah. And you know I love portals, right?
Dude, love portals.
I love portals.
You throw a open one up, right? Hey, there's a portal. Oh, hey.
I want to get lost in the portal.
Me too.
I looked at that movie this morning called Jumper.
Oh.
Yeah, that was kind of, he was like teleporting. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Watch right. HD.
And the way he did it was he took a picture, a photograph, and he focused on it. And out of memory, he out of a thought, he manifested himself to be
Oh, so you're talking
place.
About like real, I guess, am I allowed to use
that's
the word shamanism?
Yeah, but that's like string theory. Hello.
Yeah. Evan, I swear to God, when Evan closes his eyes and tries to meditate, he sees a fucking pizza. That's what he sees.
Race cars.
Yeah, race cars and pizzas. So you better pay attention to this, man. I'm serious. You're like not with it, dude.
Evan's mad basic.
This guy is like, all right, look. We're going to go to music in a few minutes.
Okay.
But we're not done.
Talked about some serious
shit. I have Jeremy Herbert Spliffington from Club Love in 2009. I have the tape.
We should play that. But the Club Love tape starts out. Yeah, don't play the beginning. The beginning is the emperor ninja.
We'll
shit.
Stay away from that.
No. Exactly. This is what I want to hear. Prince Jasper.
We'll be
right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, gunwash.com. Make sure you stay tuned. And of course, it's heritageradionetwork.org and gunwash.com. And if you'd like to call it not live, the number here is 718-497-2128.
Hurry home.
And we do have some Spliffington playing tonight, so you guys are in great luck. Stay tuned.
Hurry home.
Remember Daddy Roy upon the Sound King to raise. Remember Biggie Youth upon the Sound Tip of Tune. Upon El Paso where your final Capone. We say imitate and no love no imitator. You know Prince Jasper, him originator. You know Daddy Roy, him a favorite teacher. You know Biggie Youth, him a the godfather. But till your Prince Jasper, him a no a ruler. We say imitate and no one no imitator. We keep in a session for all veteran. We keep this a dance, we say upon the wall time. You know Prince Jasper upon the invitation. We put on that the ride on the television. We pit Big Youth on the radio station. Decision of a ram and a few vision. Imitator, no love, no imitator. This a early be the microphone dancer. We a chat it on the roots, we say under culture. Say we here to the ball, big up the teacher. And think concubine, Big Jasper about ya. And no worldly be around the mic center. S90 skank, Big Youth a murderer. We say imitator, no love, no imitator. If it's there, I beg you pass me the scale. If it's there, I beg you pass me the scale. We plow the fields and scatter the good seeds on the land. And it is fed with water by God's almighty hand. I am the vendor. Then if it's
shortly.
Three, two, one, ignition.
This is Dame Dash. I'm still my man, Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood.
Holy Jaja know, holy Jaja know, holy Jaja know I make this fear shuckle blow. Holy Jaja know, holy Jaja know, holy Jaja know I make this fear shuckle blow. Kahoo Jaja bless and me say no man curse. Them want go a space and leave out hurt. Who Jaja bless and me say no man curse. Them want go a space and leave out hurt. What a thing, what a word for morning. What a thing, what a word for morning. What a thing, I said that what I'm warning, what a thing. I said that what I'm warning, cause only Jaja know, only Jaja know, only Jaja know I make this space shuttle low. Think kind of space shuttle. Play you on the double and the bottom, I'm in trouble cause the bubble, a bubble. Leave a sound in the vehicle now, me no matter what I do, what I'm saying. Wanna follow since the way it goes to you, and I play the rhythm of the vehicle now. But I tell you, make go sick, keep on rounding. And I'm something, say me come right on, right on it. Baby, only Jaja know, only Jaja know.
My dynamic officer, that vehicle has exploded. My director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces. To
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Only Jaja know. Where them a go?
name is David Bleed. He's a thousand times you hear it from every other band. Now Bolivar I get a true thousand and one. Me I go sing it for you, sing it for me. I go dub it in a Irish little symphony. So sister get up off your seat and go out on the floor. If you love the Irish rhythm, make we dub it little more. All around, make me see you shake your body right down to the ground.
He's right here, standing here.
You're good.
Roberto.
Hell in the town. It's ready in the town. Gunshot on the right, gunshot on the left. Them a son, you want to make me get them. It seems like every bad boy leave them nest. Every one of them I see, them guns select. Some a fire M1, some a fire M3. But the one of them deal with brutality. Hell in the town, it's ready in the town. You never see smoke, without there is fire. Youth them nowadays, them get so wild. The youth them nowadays get so versatile. Some a lick gunshot, some a lick missile. Police a lick shot, bad boy get dropped. Police to a fire, him gun don't stop.
The youths of today are the man and the woman of tomorrow. So you've got to live good, or you'll be inside.
Yeah. Jack, how long the mic been up? Forever the mic's been up.
It's always
been up. Nah, man.
No, man. Thank you, guys.
Hello.
Listen, Jack, I'm very, very thankful, actually, that you were able to pull up that tape. That tape is from 2008, and we were there.
Fabulous.
Great year.
We were there. Club Love. We were there.
Fabulous.
Yeah, fabulous. I'm glad I was able to give Johnny some dancehall. Well, listen, it's Gunwash, gunwash.com, heritageradionetwork.org. Of course, if you'd like to call, the number here is 718-497-2128. And you know you find us
please call.
Live
no
Thursday
pranks.
Evenings at 7,
a real savant here
at 7:30 p.m. And you know if you go to gunwash.com and press play at any time, you'll always hear something, so you might as well do it. And without further ado, let's get to our weekly segment with
Armando. Getting around Mondo, off your mouth. Oh yeah,
Armando.
Fundamental Mondo.
He's a big on pace.
In your face Mondo.
Boy, I'll tell you
down.
Boy, I'll tell you. I'm only gonna talk for 1 second, Armando. I went into for the first time this week, I went into the Gunwash Twitter and I looked at the private messages. Yeah, they're pretty funny. Yeah, we don't have enough time to read them.
Yeah, I'm killing your mic.
Nah, I'm here just really, really enthusiastic right now with the doctor and Pierre here and Johnny here. I feel like I'm a shaman in a way.
Oh yeah,
Armando is the shaman.
The doctor said I was here.
Yeah.
I'm the yang to Aaron's yin.
It's true.
It's true. In the break, the doctor did mention
let's just
that
say there needs to be a photo shoot.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that's fine.
We can Armando grounds Aaron.
Yeah, what's about? Kill my mic. This is not my segment.
You're both with A.
Yeah, what?
A.
How do you feel about me grounding him in a way? Because Aaron is a little bit older than me.
No, Armando, you are older than Aaron.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm wiser than Aaron. Uh-huh.
I just said you are older uh-huh. than Aaron.
The thing is with Aaron doesn't understand, like, what sometimes when I approach him with, like, certain matters, he just thinks that, like, oh, he's over his head.
What side are you, Pisces?
Scorpio.
Scorpios are known for their smartness.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of dumb decisions though.
But I know good that too. Aaron's Aquarius, so that's yeah.
Yeah, you know about the sloping nose.
No, I know Aquarius it. I know it because you're airhead.
Yeah, right. It's true. It would be a little airy.
It's actually endearing. It's
so, good. Armando, what happened this week?
Yeah, man? What happened this week? We got to get something in here that's radio-ish. What do we do?
Spliffington and I hanging out last week.
I know nothing about it.
And he's never going back to Alex Seale's house.
Oh, what happened over there? Holy shit, over there?
Well, check this out. Jeremy predicted that as soon as we get there, people are going to bum rush him and ask him for his cigarettes, for his pot, for his you know, his beer.
So the vampires came to suck on his cheek.
I think it's like, you know, sometimes we act like that with him, and he thinks that that if friends do that, then maybe strangers will be even worse or something like
no,
that.
No, but
that's the way it is.
Theme for me though, is this like a warehouse party in Bushwick?
No, well we make it a party. It's a guild that's in Bushwick.
A bunch of Masons.
Yes, exactly. And as soon as we get there, we play music, and people should just be grateful that Spliff plays music there, and that's it. Like, how are people coming up to him and asking him for things and then just walking away?
You know, it really, and not to interrupt, but it is true. I mean, if you listen to the full service that was starring Herbert Spivington, you know that he says that, you know, the only reason he spins records and plays tapes is because he wants to annoy his friends, which is a funny sort of thing, because we know that you're honored if Herbert Spivington hijacks your speaker system.
Yeah, like, how dare someone ask him, like, hey, while he's playing, like, a song that no one has ever even heard before.
You don't go to requests with Herbert.
Here's the question.
Get right into that, Mike.
Is the Bushwick warehouse party economy ready for more elaborate dance hall amenities like ganja men and cigarette men walking around?
I think it can only be. Imagine if you bring that here.
You should reach out as somebody experienced in the dance hall and appoint some members of your entourage to offer those things for sale to ravers who want them from you, so you have something to say other than just get the fuck out of my face.
No, but we actually think, where's the weed?
At that place, at Seal's house, we just play it for ourselves. Like, you know, it's a big space, so it's just me and Spliff just playing music there. And like, while we're playing there, people would just come up to us. It's like,
who, who would ever go up to Herbert Spivington and request something?
One of the fifty people that live there, you know, like one of the two, three.
Yeah, I don't like that area. I don't like that house, dude.
It feels like a
maybe,
museum.
Maybe
over there.
That's the fee to play.
Here's another question.
No, the fee is nothing.
When you and Herbert play, do you act as mic man, or does he talk on the mic? Or is
Herbert
he such an archivist that he never talks over music?
Herbert, not speak.
He doesn't speak at all.
Not speak,
well, this is a thing. This is what I'm saying.
But he is speaking through his music.
Such a communal generation right now, generation attuned to bass, that we're ready for some of the advanced features of the dance hall culture. So maybe what these people are really expressing is not a desire to hear Murder, She Wrote, you know, as it was mixed by A&M Records in 1993 or whatever, in its entirety from Herbert, which would be a violation of his authority as a DJ. Maybe they're ready for more of a shout-out culture on the mic, so Herbert could say, big up to my friend, Jennifer,
who came up to me.
Hey, what's up?
I know what you mean. Hey,
this guy's not that guy.
Spivington doesn't play Murder, She Wrote. That's like too...
No, I'm saying it's not really about playing Murder, She Wrote. What it's about is the desire for more intimacy with the DJ.
Oh.
And so we can implement a routine of dancehall culture that already exists, and Herbert can say, like, big up to Chloe, and I want to say big up to Michelle.
He wouldn't do that.
And big up to Colby.
Hey, Spliff, call in. Seriously.
Yeah, you bastard.
Would you do that, man?
Bastard.
Anyway, where are you?
All right, the reason I went to Alex Seale's house is because there's this menu that I have. And I've been trying to go there for weeks to get it. Every time I go, like, oh, they can't find my menu.
Well, you know, for those of the listeners who don't know, the Pink Pony in Lower East Side did close like a couple months ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they closed 2 months ago.
Yeah. And
I still haven't walked by that street ever since.
And we have
they had to sell the restaurant.
Times change. What are you going to do?
Oh, the rent's too high.
Rent. What are you going to do?
They charge you $20,000 a month?
Something like that. I mean, listen, look, they want to get everyone out so they can demolish the block and, like, build other stuff.
Oh, okay.
But you know what's funny? You know, by my house, the Meltzer, the old people home?
Yeah.
So in the park, we're building a 60-floor luxury high-rise, you know what I mean?
Is it for old people?
No, it's for rich kids.
Condos. Why did they
people
do
like
that?
Aaron.
Because, look, but listen, let me just talk about this point for a second, because it is kind of important, and maybe the doctor will have something to say about it, and maybe even Johnny will have something to say about it. Because listen, there's signs all over my block. P.S. Soon not to be my block, and we could talk about that later. There's signs all over my block saying, Do not allow the Meltzer House to be banished. We must stop this overbuilding. We don't want high rises in the Lower East Side.
Wait,
and we don't want
did
this.
They tear down the building?
No, 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 no.
Oh, so what they're planning, build up above it.
No, almost. Pierre, what they're planning on doing is, you know where the park is next to the building? They're planning on doing like a big boner thing.
So no park, no park.
No park, no park. So check it. Everyone's like, get in the fight. Get in the way of the fight. Now, look, I'm not a fighter guy, but check it. You know, in 100 years, if this physical world survives, if this city survives, forget about the world, if this city survives, whatever, if it does, let's say it does, okay? In some parallel dimension, it survives. People are going to be at that 60-floor high, you know, the contractors are going to come to the 60-floor high rise, and they're going to say, you know, we got to knock this thing out so we can build an 1,000-floor high-rise.
Right, that's exactly what
And the 60-floor high-rise guys are going to be like, this is old New York!
Right.
This is old New York!
Right.
Oh, it's
and then
better
the old,
than that.
Old New York. I mean,
it's better than
you
that.
You know, on Hester Street, there used to be, like, shanty
Listen,
things.
Everything past Avenue A was considered, if you read Herman Melville, he has a book called Pierre, Oddly Enough, or The Ambiguous.
Oh, lovely.
I know, Jean-Michel gave me that for my birthday.
Oh, you're so famous.
So that's how I know about it.
You're so famous.
And it was about this guy named Pierre that lived on the Lower East Side in the 1800s, and he used to run around in the opium dens and all that shit. And anyway, Avenue B was sewer. Gutter.
Yeah, sewer. Dug out.
Gutter, like shit was running down the sewer.
Turds. Like a sewer.
Tumbleweed turds.
Yeah, tumbleweed turds.
So they landfilled it and built on top of that, and you know, that's where we know the Lower East Side.
Yeah, when you feel a vibration under your feet, that's shit.
My whole thing is that I don't know whether I 100% believe about global warming. I just know that the sea levels are rising, and all of these places with the water that have water. No, we're not gonna.
We're not safe.
It's not gonna be the same.
And they put a fracking pipe at Ganzevoort Street next to the Whitney Museum.
Okay.
So that the whole West Village could blow up.
Wait, what do you mean, Barnaby?
There's a natural gas pipeline that's just arrived at Ganzevoort Street on the Hudson River on 14th Street, and when it blows up, because 40 of them have already blown up in the last couple of years in America.
Fracking
pipeline, a natural gas pipeline, and they just decided to land it on Ganzevoort Street right next to the new Whitney Museum, and it's only going to blow up about a third of a mile, which will only be about 100,000 New Yorkers will be blown up in the next 5 years.
Right.
Wait, it's going to happen in the.
It's done.
It's done.
Oh, it happened already.
It's done. Well, we could stop it, but we would have to get a little bit noisy.
You got to walk around with a bunch of signatures.
Yeah.
No signatures don't work.
No shaman worth their salt or their shaker would have signed off on that plan.
Well,
so this is an example of the practical application of shamanism, is the fact that people are indulging in these Tower of Babel complexes, building these, you know, towers that impose a standard of living that is not sustainable on the people who would try to occupy them.
Right.
And can I just give a shout out to the crust punks who reportedly occupied the Williamsburg waterfront towers for months, if not years, while their construction was stalled by the financial crisis. Because
by bureaucracy,
right?
The wheels of bureaucracy.
They squatted. Yeah,
I love it.
I love squatting.
The availability of those dystopian apartment units that are absolutely unable to be inhabited without the, you know, power of a boom economy coursing through their veins and physical plant was directly responsible for the golden spike of crust punk culture.
What is crust punk? What are you talking about?
Over the last 5 years.
I gotta know what crust punk is, man. I wanna get back to the doctor, because the doctor's playing like these crazy instruments and I'm freaking out.
Social sea change in America. Basically beginning with the Deadheads in the 80s, with the Rainbow Family, which was founded by the son of Judith Molina, who started the Living Theater down on the Lower East Side.
Okay.
And now you got Pierre on the ropes.
You had these nomadic Americans of diverse backgrounds going feral and seceding from the suburban culture and becoming these kind of itinerant wanderers in America?
You know that I was a squatter, right?
So, exactly.
No. I lived for 2 years on 8th Street between B and C, and I lived with this woman. And at that point in New York City, you could buy a building for a dollar. This was like 84, 85. I was still a teenager. My mother, in fact, that Steven Spielberg did this movie called Batteries Not Included.
Yeah, and that was 7th Street.
Hello.
And you watch it, and you're like, is that the desert?
No, you don't understand. Well, it was like that, and like the only thing that stayed there was the Christodora building. Like I told you, Aaron, I've worn a lot of hats. Sometimes people like say that, like I'm. You know, this can't be true. But it is true. It is true. And New York, because New York was that type of place. I mean, Barnaby. I've known Barnaby from Barbara Brathen Gallery on Bleecker Street.
Yes. Long time.
No. And his brother, his late brother. You understand? He had a brother at the time.
God.
And they used to go out and these guys like went out and had a good time back then. And they looked like they were really happy doing it.
You know,
and the thing is that I respected Barnaby before I've known him as Dr. Barnaby Rue. I respected Barnaby as a painter. And like, you know, like I've told you the story, like the guy that played Herman Munster, Fred Gwynne.
Oh my
Fred,
God.
He lived on Carmine Street. And I used to go to City Ass School because I got kicked out of Bronx Science. I got kicked out of Bronx Science. I got kicked out of Bronx High School Science because I used to go to fashion shows in Europe. And the first time I went, I wrote a diary and they gave me school credit.
Oh, nice.
And the second time I went, they changed chancellors. And he was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
so they
apparently he wasn't a shaman.
Yeah,
he was a dick. Anyway.
A dick shaman.
That's the difference.
You're either a dick or you're a shaman.
That's the difference.
Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Yes.
Hey,
dick is the divining rod.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's my point. The shaman is the lightning rod of culture.
There you go.
The artist is the lightning rod of culture.
I mean, right there, that's about as good as a soundbite as you get on Gunwatch.
It's a synonym.
By the way, Pierre, in that little rant you had, when you were talking about A Street, you flaved out a little bit with your inflection, got a little, man, hang out a little.
Because Donald Trump ended up getting, the whole story about that was, the city was so corrupt, and I think right now, like, the city is on that same level of corruptness now. I'm talking about within the infrastructure. It's like every restaurant that you pass by, you see they get a grade A. I mean, Marfa got a D at least.
No, listen. Hey, by the way, Pierre, before you go on.
She sold it, right?
We don't got to get into that now.
I think
Lucky Chang's, I think they opened up in another place in the city.
They're opened up in Times Square, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Take it.
I was told by production, you know, I couldn't really do anything weird tonight. We had to kind of keep to the subject.
Right. Oh, we're not weird.
Yeah,
What happened? Is this news about Marfa? Don't tell me something.
No. I have these old voicemails. I have these old phone calls of you calling me, and we're talking about Marfa, and they're really funny, but like, I don't know if Jack wants me to play them tonight because they're like, they're,
oh my God, Aaron, you
no,
actually
like,
saved them.
No, they're like from years ago. Like, I have them.
You know I love you, right?
I know, Jack, you said I wasn't supposed to. I know, Jack.
You archived them, but you're taking a tangent.
Here's the thing. I'm going to break it down. We have Barnaby here, and he may not return soon, so I'd like to just hear some stories from Barnaby.
No, I want to know. Just go.
Oh, good. Here we go.
And that's the way the shaman, Barnaby, is also patient. Thank you, darling.
Who are you listening to this program? You are the shaman. Because you are psychic, intuitive, compassionate, and you're in deep trouble because you get burned by all those ridiculous people. And your job is to wake up and wake the shaman in you. And do you have direct access to source? And how do you do it? Well, you already do. So your job is to find your power animal. Your power animal is... Oh, Aaron's got his power animal.
We already know Bear.
I gotta tell you, listen.
Armando's got his power animal.
Now, if you look at me, like, can you see my power animal?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because a lot of people. Monkey. No,
it's
okay.
A red squirrel.
No, now that's an answer I like. Now that's an answer I like.
Monkey.
Everyone trying to tell me I'm a duck and a bird and a motherfucking Jew bird.
No, you're a monkey.
I'm a mammal, right?
That stands up with his little hands like
that. Now, wait, what do you mean by that red squirrel?
It's a busy squirrel. I'm afraid I have one myself. He's actually on a beach ball juggling 1,000 objects at the same time. It's a busy person. However, luckily, there's
a witch!
No, he died. He's like, this is guy. This is my guy.
He's the real deal!
This is my guy right here. No, you're my guy, but this is my guy.
Hello!
Yeah! It's crazy.
He calls it!
Yeah.
Armando's got a brown bear right over here, so you're
it. Yeah. Hey, look, big.
The bear and the squirrel. Hello.
We're like Big Bird and Little Bird.
The point about the
Bert and Ernie.
Point about the power animal, I don't know why, but for some reason everyone has a power animal. Just look inside yourself, you'll see it quite quickly. And then once you find your power animal, you can ask them anything you want. Instead of paying $5,000 to Alberto Veraldo, who will give you the four winds technique of Peruvian shamanism, you can simply ask your power animal, what is my song?
Hello.
Where's my heart?
Hello.
Where am I situated on my mountain?
Hello.
How am I in right relation with my mother? Hello, Aaron. Hello, Aaron. So it turns out right relation with your mother means she's over there and you're over here. It's okay. She has her own healing destiny to do. Let her do her job. It's not your business. So in the meanwhile, what it turns out is we love you, we let you go. It turns out every time you have a human being...
Better than a psychiatrist.
Hello. Nice. Yeah,
every time you have a human being who's trying to trick you into codependency.
You don't need him anymore.
Exactly. Your job is to get on your mountain, feel good about yourself.
Hello.
And let go.
Hello.
So that you are free to work your own destiny, which is difficult enough.
Well, you don't get scared when you feel like when you're going to let
Barnaby
go.
Barnaby has a barn. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, Barnaby has a barn. That's all I have to say.
Is that true?
Barnaby does have a barn.
Barnaby has the barn.
I'm saving up for a barn.
Farm. At the farm. You can come
at
to my farm.
At the farm. Yes, you should.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's going on here is this. The Shamanista revolution is that everyone in America can access the spirits of their ancestors and of the ancient wise people from before the Renaissance, the Scientific Revolution, the Age of Enlightenment, the Age of Organized Religions, and you can go right ahead and suddenly become this really obvious person from 10,000 years ago.
Right.
Darwin said, we're wired genetically for the Pleistocene Age from 10,000 years ago.
Right.
And that means we don't have to take this bullshit anymore. The women, as an example, should realize that 5,000 years ago, when they wrote this stupid thing called Genesis in the Bible, you know, which said women are second-rate citizens, in the power of myth, Joseph Campbell said, that the only myth around the entire world that suggests that women are second-rate citizens is the Hebrew Bible.
Okay.
None of the others ever figured that out. They all knew that the women were, hello, the great goddess mother of the universe, and I welcome them back.
Right.
You can't.
I know you do.
You can't pay for that. I'm not even joking with you. Hey, Johnny.
In the immortal words of Shabba Ray.
Shamanista is empowering. You see how you feel? You see how you feel?
It's
fucking awesome.
I already feel better.
I feel great. Feel that actually spoke very
better.
Directly to me. I thank
Jack,
you.
Jack, do you feel better?
I do.
I know,
do.
Really. When we
Because I
in,
let people weigh me down, you
yeah.
know? I got to stand on that
look,
mountain.
Look,
I don't know
look,
what an animal
look,
is,
look,
though.
Look, Evan's head is in his hands because he's just like, he doesn't know what he's never heard anything
I just
like
did
this
body. Before. I just did a balancing thing on his hands.
He's going to pass out.
He's in here.
He's going to pass out.
Real talk.
Hey, that was really fun. Can I just get a round of applause for
yeah,
the doctor?
Yeah, that was real.
Can I hear that eagle whistle again? It freaks me out, baby.
I have a question for the doctor. Is that wand you have, is that a egg? Like a animal egg?
It's kind of like an egg.
A rattle.
It's kind of like an egg.
That rattle you have.
Yeah, take that out. Oh, he's got all this stuff
tonight.
Yeah, let's get a nice little...
That's a real shaman. We love him.
Wow.
Rattles and drums.
Yeah, please explain. I need a...
Rattles and drums are the simplest way, without drugs, to go into the journey. Carl Jung thought you had to have a dream, fall asleep, and wake up in the morning. The truth is you can have a waking journey, which means you remember everything that happened because you're awake. So when you rattle or drum, you will go straight to this other place, which is called your right brain of the neocortex, from your left brain, which is consciousness. You'll go into the unconscious, where the dreams are, and you will remember everything because you rattled or drummed without drugs. Drugs are great. I admire that. But the truth is, they're just simply not necessary.
See, Jack?
I love you.
You see what I mean about that? Look,
I've been saying that. We gotta quit smoking all that pot.
Yeah, well, I didn't. But hey,
I want to.
But you stopped the Valium.
Yeah. Aaron snorts Valiums.
No, I do not. It's not true.
That's not true. That's not true.
Your coloring looks like you're okay.
I'm all right.
Yeah, you are.
I've been good.
Yeah, you are.
I promise. I wouldn't lie to you. Yeah. I wouldn't lie to my audience either.
But last time you were there, you said you stopped. You remember?
I had a couple, but I'm good.
It's okay.
I definitely stopped everything.
You look so fucking chill.
Armando's been really good. I haven't seen him have a drink in 8 months.
You know, your skin, your coloring, your aura looks fabulous.
Look at your olive. Yeah.
I went to the dentist the other day.
Oh, you had a proxyllis.
Something like that.
That's what they call it when they clean your teeth.
Now I got to see an oral surgeon now.
Oh, no, they're going to get at your back, too?
Yeah.
I have a question for the doctor very quickly. How do you feel dancing and the drugs and electronic music? Where do those things intersect?
They're all perfect. Dancing, however, is simply better than drugs. I was just at an ecstatic dance last night. And the truth is that you need your whole body to move into the experience. Your body has a thing called body knowing. It means it knows what it's doing. It knows where you are. It knows how you're grounded. It's on the ground and it's flying. It turns out your body has got this wisdom from 10,000 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Part of your hardware.
Hello.
Hey, doctor, do you mind if I try your rattle, or is that weird?
Please.
Is it? Okay. Can I even do, some 16th notes?
Try it.
Perfect.
Hey, put me up, Jack.
Hit it on your head a little.
Listen to that, Jack. Hire me.
That's good.
Aaron has rhythm.
Ooh.
I mean, this is the root of my fascination with dance hall.
I was meaning to ask that to Johnny about your dance hall roots.
Thank you, doctor. This is an honor, by the way. Thank you so much for letting me rattle rattle.
It just comes from the fact that I grew up in a place that was a Jamaican enclave.
Flatbush.
Fundamentally. Well, I didn't grow up in Flatbush. I actually grew up on the north side of Chicago.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. I did have a youthful period in Brooklyn, which I think definitely probably seeded my consciousness.
Give me some sound zone.
And so,
oh boy, yeah.
You know, as somebody who's addicted to reading and addicted to talking, you know, dance hall with its added element of this absorbing, syncopated, body buzzing bed of bass and beats. Mm.
Doctor, you know anything about vibrations and the drum? And I guess we talked about it already.
Let's talk about American pop music. Let's talk about
Burning Man.
Well,
Barnaby.
I know we want to talk all night, but look, we're running out of time, and doctor must give his closing statement.
It's all relative. Time is unreal.
Right. Time is unreal, but Jack's going to turn the lights off and unplug the mics if we don't get this on going.
25 minutes. Never that.
Just pay attention. If you feel it, and it's good, and you feel real, then you did it. Shamanism is empirical. If it works, it works. That's it. Basically, I found out that everyone I saw who was a shaman, which was pretty much everyone I've seen.
Really? Even the idiots? Even these idiots?
Even you, Aaron, has doubts. And it turns out the doubts are just simply doubts. They're bullshit. Exactly. But the truth is, if you simply pay attention to who you are, you realize, oh my God.
That's our humility.
Well, that's fine. Humility, for sure, because we have to listen to spirit. But doubts about yourself, that you're actually successfully listening to spirit, that's not humility, that's abasement. And all I'm saying is, look at yourself and realize, I love people, and I am doing the right thing, and I'm on my mountain, and the answer is yes.
So listen, Gunwash listeners out there, I guess the answer is yes.
Yes.
I guess that's what it is. Jack, do you hear that?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
The answer
ask
is yes.
Jack. Now the answer is yes.
Yeah. If you ask Jack, the answer is yes.
You are. All right. Look. Listen. You are
I told
shaman.
Pierre, Project Food is a go. Look.
Yo. Let me. Oh, that just made my day. Thank you. That's a segue. Segue.
No
Get
doubt.
Ready out there in yeah. the projects. We're gonna be hunting for the best cooks in the projects. We're gonna look for those who make the dopest scrimps.
All right.
So we only have a few more minutes, but, yeah. But before we get dropped,
we
I would just like
dropped.
To, Aaron, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Dr. Rue about his boomeranging.
Boomerangs are from 35,000 BC in Australia, and they're obviously Pleistocene age as well. I just happen to be a six-time world champion.
He is. That's the other thing. Hello.
He just happens
Hello.
To be.
Hello. Don't ever run away from the nigga. He'll hit you with a boomerang.
Yeah, I'm not out of you. And it doesn't matter what he's throwing at you because it comes around from the back and slices
and
you. Yeah.
Comes
yeah,
and hits
yeah,
me yeah, instead.
Okay. A Mad Max style.
You must have really, really good
Atlatl. Atlatl. Wow.
You must have really, really good aim.
Yeah.
I aim for myself.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, and that's why boomerangs work.
Oh,
right?
Work. You just gave
before
me a
secret.
All right, look, listen.
Before we get
Got in a boy.
Before we get the drops, you know how the doctor says something about, like, finding your mountain?
Hello. Yeah.
What if you don't know your mountain if you're just, like, living off a cliff?
The back
cliff
up.
Is, the cliff is great. Jump.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the only answer.
All right. Well, that you know that, yeah, that's the best transition into drops I've ever heard. So let's do it.
Shout out to Bjork.
Okay. So I'm gonna do this one at a time. And Pierre, it's a long time coming, my dude. But we need a drop from you.
Okay. So
basically, you know, this is Pierre, and you're listening to Gunwash.
What's the drop? What's the drop?
I need you to say like, this is Pierre, and you're listening to Gunwash. But say it however you want. You know,
this is Pierre, and you're listening to Gunwash.
That's good. That's good. All right. Next.
Well, my name is Johnny Sagan, a.k.a. Snowy Wilderness, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Armando, and Barnaby. The doctor, please. No, Armando's a staff member. No, it's you, doctor.
No,
it's you, doctor.
I don't like that pressure.
Yeah, doctor, it's for you.
My name is Dr. Barnaby Rue, and you are listening to Gunwash.
Beautiful. And for those listeners out there who listen, thank you. And for late call-ins, it's 718-497-2128. And you know, it's always gunwash.com. And as we learned tonight, the internet is part of the shamanistic movement. So
yeah, be the shaman. The internet will make more people connect to this shaman. That's what's going to happen.
I am going to look further into this because you fascinated me. I want to thank Pierre, as always.
Up?
And I want to thank Johnny. And I especially want to thank the doctor for coming out. He's a very important guy. He just got done teaching a class, and he came directly to Gunwash.
Hey, he came from Machu Pikachu.
Yeah, he got done teaching a class at NYU, and then he came to Gunwash, which goes to show, you know, and I loved your sounds. By the way, we're very honored to have all of you. Armando?
I just wanted to thank Ducati. They sent me a package this morning.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ducati.
It's about time.
God knows.
Tune in next week, and we'll have many, many, many more things.
Next
to
week
show
is the PR. It's the PR show.
Oh,
so
yeah,
if
that's
you got
true.
A good PR
yeah.
pitch for us, yeah. you call in. Oh, we got a late caller. Hold on, late caller is
Gunwash,
on the line.
Gunwash, what's your name and where are you calling from?
What's up, Gunwash? My name's Makunda. I'm from Lynn. I'm Armando's buddy.
Oh,
no.
Hey,
what's up? I fucked the shit out of my girlfriend and
no.
I was listening to the shaman talk and it was great.
Thank you, man.
I'm glad you
like
it.
Love you.
All my friends are dead.
Well, Armando's about to jump off a cliff.
Then they're your real friends.
And Jack, if you would please pull the Spliffington tape up. Tune in next week, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. My name is Aaron and we love you. That's all I have to say. Jump.
Ah!
The answer is yes.
I'm an addict. I sense me now, addict. I no deal with rum glass.
Full service radio coming up next at 9:30 with Obesity. Keep it locked on gumwash.com.
Bump me with Dumbledore. A quibble puppy dog will lick off me tongue. That's why I'm an addict. I sense me now, addict. Oh yeah. I'm an addict. I sense me na addict. La la. Anyway, day I'm an affi find it. In front of station, I don't a good house. Upper upper camp. Even the house of parliament, I'm an affi find it. Janu, me affi bonnet. The lie.
Me never take nobody, you know. And them take me. I know they left Ghana music. I want blame it on me. All them sinting them what's the me send a me name cocaine. A me name cocaine. Don't sniff me, come in me hurt off your brain. A me name cocaine. Don't sniff me, come in me hurt off your brain. Me never take nobody, you know. And them take me. And them left Ghana music. I want blame it on me. All them sinting them what's the rhyme? Me send a me name cocaine, a me name cocaine. Don't sniff me, come in me hurt off your brain. A me name cocaine, a me name cocaine. Nobody take me, come in me mash up your brain. A me name cocaine, me come from Colombia. Me travel the whole world without a visa. Me go to New York, England, and Canada, Antigua, Puerto Rico, and over Cuba. Me travel the whole world, me a the roller. Me inna everything, me come in like a water. Some call me white lady, just throw me color. Wally pa man a rush on me throw. Me sweet like sugar. Them a fi rush me. Them can't do no better. No care things bad. Them a fi anger me. I'm something inna me. When no inna ganja. That's how me control of ballet and even rasta. Me even control the human structure. Make them call out me name like Almighty Father. Make them crawl pon the knee and search in a corner. With them all long down and a run water. My personality is bad behavior. That's why them say me a season self favor. But me better look in him ugly like a wa. Him greeny, greeny, and me fine. Me take the car them from the driver. Me just take the horses from the owner. Me just take the bike them from the rider. And then duck your dung and turn it in a papa. Me the leader of the crime and no case of murder. And me bet the more shot lick America. True, me get big and me turn super. And me the just man them a fight over. When me name cocaine, Pelico Coca. And that them put on me bird paper. No, you know me name, I am not a stranger, but to every other drugs, me is a danger. So, me name cocaine, me name cocaine. Don't sniff me, come here, hurt up your brain.
Now to the way of my world, them will kill anybody. And I don't know who next is going to be the Wild Apache. Even Colonel Joseph, I'm on Bridget called Steely. Bye 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 bye. If a girl verse, I don't come tell them when I buck up Apache. If a girl verse, I don't come tell them when I buck up Apache. Girl verse, I don't come tell them when I buck up Apache. When you hear me, sign in for gun, no better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun, no better sign in for gun. Me say every entertainer want a permit for gun. Yes, me know the brigadier him want a permit for gun. And me know soap a cat him want a permit for gun. Yes, student and stitch him want a permit for gun. Me know say old fan him want a permit for gun. Me know say Joe Mannix want a permit for gun. Don't you hear me? Sign in for gun, we want some legal gun, gun. Sign in for gun, we separate sign in for gun. Them a give police gun, jam on them now give it none. And they get out on the street and them a carry mark numb. And I when me go to foreign and get time and long some. And lay down now me house and me ask up me girl come. But boy come here so and then them tear me window down. Choke me down in now me house and with them long magnum. But I when me you go do with me now have a handgun. And me take a couple of friends and then me tear the place down. When you hear me sign in for gun and I better sign in for gun, gun. Sign in for gun and I better sign in for gun. If a calver son and I come tell them when I buck up a patchy. Calver son and I come tell them when I buck up a patchy. That's why we are free.
Original fever, whoa, me gone out of fever, whoa, original fever, hey, hey. I like old Jamaican girl and dancing,
them dancing. Hey, watch the girl them a dance. Them no to them timing. No, them never out to them timing. Them the girl them no to them timing. No, 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 no. Hey, I like reggae music. Keep on grooving. It's grooving. Hey, yes the music groove me from morning to evening. Boy, yes, a little of this and a little of that. I need some food in my cooking pot. No, I can't walk naked, I wanna look trash. Shirt on my back, a pants on my waist. Shoes on my feet, I start to rock up the beat. Whoa, whoa, hey, whoa, whoa. So, fever, all the London girl in a fever. Boy, yes, fever, all Canadian girl in a fever. Little of this and a little of that. Rock sister come and me rock sister part. Yes, rock the white and we rock up the black. Whoa, whoa, hey, whoa, whoa. So
don't you worry, don't you fret, don't you worry. Don't you fret, me get it already, and it no cost me no money. Get it already, and it no cost me no money. Say look a girl I pay at the gate. I'm a nummy and the girls them paid. So brother me don't you worry nor afraid, cause I know there's a lot to get. Me get it already, and it no cost me no money. Get it already, and it no cost me no money. Hey Susan, hey Paulette, hey Sandra, hey BJ. Hey little girl, you a play and forget. Me no worry as me no really fret. Me get it already, and it no cost me no money. Me get it already, and it no cost me no money. It no cost me no money. It no cost me no money. Hey. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Ah, yeah. Her love was so sweet and warm. It's the love that turns me on. Hey, little girl, you're my world. That's why I say, 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 say. Me get it already, and it no cost me no money. Me get it already.
Rock 'em up with Babylon, and God put the jazz. Oh yeah, I feel the way. Send me a DJ. Now for Chris and Brandy called every man called Bunny. We have to make enough money. Because the people in Japan, them are born Japanese. People in Japan, them are born Japanese. Live a Puerto Rican, you are born Portuguese. Live a China, say you are born Chinese. Dealing our country, them are calling refugees. Them are talk about a sound, if we pack up and leave. Big, big Sunday steak and rice and peas. Dash when me clock, set me liquor to a squeeze. Police hook me down and them are talk about we freeze. One kill a rat, you better buy a piece of cheese. Police hook me down and them are talk about we freeze. Every day a day, must him dress up in a cheese. Now hear me clock, set me liquor to a squeeze. Call the two first people that was Adam and Eve. Have a baby mother and her name is Denise. When the baby born, me have to buy numb shimmies. Listen, liquor demons, it's a brand new release. Call the people in the Japan, them are born Japanese. Live a Puerto Rican, you are born Portuguese. Live a China, say you are born Chinese. Heal and away country, them are calling refugees. Them are talk about the sound, have to pack up and leave. Big, big Sunday steak and rice and peas. Dash with me clock, set me liquor to a squeeze. Police hook me down and them are talk about me freeze. One kill a rat, you better buy some piece of cheese. East, freeze, please, cheese.
Shocking out, I am a soldier in a palace now. Shocking out, I'm a soldier in a palace now. Shocking out, I am a soldier in a palace now. Shocking out, I'm a soldier in a palace now. I am a youth who will drink all big soup. Don't follow no crowd.
I'm a soldier in the front of the scout. Shocking out. I'm a soldier in the front of the scout. Shocking out. I am a soldier in the front of the scout. Shocking out. I'm a soldier in the front of the scout. I come and I see and I must confess. At my age, in my stage, don't want no distress. Shocking out.
A man who go to foreign and don't want to work hard will dead be hungry. Cause from me go a foreign, me no see no hockey tree. No see banana tree. No see breadfruit tree. Tree. No see coconut tree. Tree. No see breadfruit tree. All I see is technology and tree. Like laboratory and tree. Learn technology and tree. Like factory and tree. Like cemetery and tree. Like penitentiary. Count up all the tree. From number 3 to 23 and 33 and 43 and 53 and 63 and 73 and 83 and 93 and 103, call it 333.
Where them at, oh yeah, oh,
them fat, I'm a warm munga. Who them fat, where them a do ya? Who them fat, I'm a sasara. We run up, we run up, we run the day. And the boy we no like, we no keep them friend. True, we rock a muffin, we no afraid of them. And the girl we no love, we no chat to them. Come by the corner, we chooks and the cooler. Massive combo, then I know the rule. Come by the corner, we chooks and the cool. Massive combo, then I stick by the rule. Yeah, who them fat, where them a do ya? Who them fat, them a warm on ya? Who them fat, where them a do ya? Who them fat, them a sasara? La di da di la di la di la di la di la di da.
Now this is the original ragamuffin sound for years and years without tears. I wanna stop fighting extra gear. Who goes there? Original, original road boy. Big up in the to the maximum. Call me a 90 star. I'm concrete type. I'm well painted and grill up now with a ram. So let's say I know. Hear this. Hand grenade. Hand grenade. Tell the DJ we have hand grenade. Hand grenade. Hand grenade. Tell the slap this DJ we have hand grenade. Yesterday morning them a go on like they breathe it in the pickaxe and the shovel make them dig them on a grave.
Thanks for listening to Gunwash Full Service Radio. Up next at 9:30 with Obesity. We'll see you then.